Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits from this afternoon's show. Well, of course, we brought you a birthday spread. That's obvious. It's Thursday. But beyond that, we spoke to Paul Martin, the Geordie singer.
He was excellent.
Who has basically immortalised Amanda Staveley, the new co-owner of Newcastle, in pretty familiar song.
Huge Barry Manilow news as well, wasn't there?
There was big Barry Manilow news.
Big Barry Manilow news.
Mike Bubbins was in London from his native Wales and popped in and saw us. Told us about a new sitcom he's doing.
That sounds far too busy for my life.
Yeah, he does.
Far too successful, Paul.
He was on good form. It was good to see him. As we said, birthday spread we brought you. And Martin Kellner. It was a day earlier than usual with his week of sport on TV. So here it is, a bumper one. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul.
Now, I'm not feeling particularly great today.
No.
And we were trying to get to the bottom of why it was, but I left out a key bit of information.
Yes.
But I left it out for sound reasons. I'm feeling quite fluey.
Yes.
I feel like leaden and fluey.
Mm.
What a double act they were. Please welcome.
And you were saying, you were describing your symptoms, weren't you, Paul? We couldn't work it out, could we?
And then I chucked in that 36 hours ago I had my flu jab. And you went, well, that'll be it then. And I thought I'd get an immediate reaction. I don't normally get a reaction to a flu jab when I have it. And I thought it would kick in within about 6, 7, 8 hours. But you're suggesting...
I'm convinced, Dr.
Quite
Baker.
Thick, slow-moving blood. And so this is why it's taken 36 or so hours to kick
cool
in.
You're a cool guy, Paul. You know, your reactions are nice and slow. And
you think that's what it
just,
is?
Just take it on. You take
that's
everything as it comes.
Flows,
yeah,
is it?
It's just how it goes through you, things. You know.
So,
it was lovely the moment the penny dropped, Paul.
Yeah.
You
know, well,
have you seen Josh Widdicombe's Who Do You Think You Are yet?
I've not.
I shan't spoil it, but it is absolutely brilliant episode of the programme. It goes on and on. You cannot believe it. And his face when he works out what's going on in his family tree is an absolute picture.
I'll watch it. It's always a fun
highly
show.
Recommended.
I will go and find it.
Even for a Plymouth fan.
On a serious note as well, I mean, I was listening to Mark Roberts there, the police officer, talking about drinking in your seats. And I've sort of railed against this and bitched about it because you can go and watch rugby league and do it. You can go and watch some lower level non-league football. Yeah. No, not in the National League, of course.
National League, South and North you can.
Yeah, Fletcher's off to a Horsham Woking game at the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he'll be able to have a pint and watch the game. And it is lovely. It's quite nice. It takes you back to what it used to be. But I've got to be honest, the thought of that happening at our place at the Lane, I'd like to be able to do it because I and millions of other people, I'm sure, could be trusted just to nurse a pint and just sit there and watch the game. But constantly, there's a bunch of people. There's people that sit kind of in the vicinity. You know, we all sit near people who'd be having about 7 pints during the first, and they'll be up and down. Excuse me, mate.
This
and
is the
be
thing.
Walking in front
that
of
is
constantly.
The problem, isn't it?
And
with
be,
the seating,
people
yeah.
would kick off. You know, for every, the most people are decent and would do it properly. But I think Mark's right. This isn't probably the time to tinker with that.
I'm surprised
rule.
The Spurs they haven't just got it in your seat. When they designed that new stadium, Paul, in your seat, it comes with its own tap, a few optics on the back of it.
Yeah, we just push it. Where they hold the cup, you push it into it and it immediately fills up.
Little optic, that's probably, whiskey or vodka on the back.
You'll probably find in the cheese room section they do that, but not for what I pay. But
no,
anyway,
exactly.
As much as I'd love to see it happen, I don't know what you think, listeners. Would you be concerned? I'd like to be able to do it, but I just know people would be up and down, they'd get leery, there'd be trouble, you'd end up having... Old boys windmilling because they've had a couple of pints after a goal they thought shouldn't have been allowed.
I can imagine you won't be allowed to do it in your seat.
No.
I would have thought it'll be shut during the match, and you can do it before Well, it's not in the middle.
Often, I mean, people go, they wander down. I used to sit with some boys. I don't think they've seen more than about 20 minutes of Tottenham in their lives. They don't sit, they're a lovely bunch of lads, but a good 20 minutes before the end of the first half, they would go down and have a drink. Yeah. And they wouldn't emerge to about 15, 20 minutes into the second half.
Yeah.
And they'd leave early so they could get to the pub before it got too busy. So, I mean, the football really was an excuse.
Yeah, byproduct.
But that's by the by. So let us know what you think. As much as I'd like to do it and I'd like the experience of it, are you a bit nervous about it? Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. The other thing was, Charlie, Talkie United, because you did such fine work with John Callaghan, your co-host on the National Obsession on the...
At the weekend, yeah.
Commentary for the club.
At the weekend, yeah. And they've very kindly sent us a couple of third shirts.
Yeah.
Very handsome third shirts.
Black and white stripes.
Yeah, because we were originally the Magpies. That is right. What we were originally. As payment, I'm assuming, Paul, some kind of payment. I don't know.
Well, it is. It's a nice thing to do.
They're very nice.
They couldn't give you cash. But
we wouldn't want cash.
They've given you merchandise.
No, there we are.
So, excuse me, you were interested in hearing today then about those things that you were paid in other than money.
Yeah, people will have been paid in all sorts, weren't they? You know, that we don't want to hear cash or cheque or anything like that. We want to know, were you paid in tins of beans or whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you sell
on
a cow?
On your way to market. But
I've heard this story before.
Yeah, do let us know. Daily reminder, you no longer play at the lane.
Yeah,
we do play at the lane. I'm not buying this Tottenham Hotspur Stadium nonsense. Till we get the naming rights, till we're the Anusol Stadium, until they come up with the money, the good people at Anusol, then it's the lane, mate. It stays the lane.
I think it'll always be the lane anyway.
It's close enough, isn't it? You're not going to change my mind.
There we are.
So, just let us know about...
Yeah, when were you paid not in money?
Yeah,
there we are. Nice, 81089. Yeah, all right.
That's right. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Maybe you've offered to pay somebody in something other than money.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Definitely. Or they've offered to pay you in something other than money. We don't need cab drivers coming on with that particular spurious fantasy that isn't true. It's on a website, mate. It doesn't make it true.
We've seen it.
Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
Especially if you were expected to be paid in money and then you were paid in goods or whatever. You know, that's I always think that when I see people being given a volunteer of the year, you know, were they aware they were a volunteer?
Yeah.
They didn't put it all in expecting a cheque at the end of it.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Volunteer, you say?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. One kiss is all it
takes, falling in love with me. We did think being paid in something other than money would be a rich seam, and sure enough, you're on fire. Really Ellis are. From Bristol says, I once did a job building a fence for an old lady. She paid me in the form of three garden chairs and an old hose pipe.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
There we are. Very good. Yeah, yeah. Plasterer does work for me now and then. Did a job for a guy who was a known bad boy, but was paid with a full salmon. Heads, fins, eyes, a full salmon.
The full
didn't
salmon.
Ask questions and just took it and left.
Yes. So keep those coming. The day you were paid or you looked to pay someone else in something other than money after Charlie and John from after their fine commentary for Torquay was rewarded with a Torquay third shirt.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Amanda, you came and you saved us from Ashley. And you took him away, Amanda. You fixed it to save the tsunami. Yeah, we love you today, Amanda.
Let's see those arms.
Put your lighter away,
Paul. Not if you're driving. Don't set the alarms off. Have the sprinklers on. It's not a good idea, is it?
It's good.
Do you like it?
It's a good impression. I'm interested if he does
it. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Fanilow.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe he might work on that name. Okay. But yeah, I think that kind of does work. So now we play that because this is a single that our next guest, the Geordie singer, has brought out as an ode to Amanda Staveley.
Lovely.
The now co-owner of Newcastle United. Mm-hmm. And here he is, the Geordie singer. Good afternoon, Geordie singer.
Good afternoon indeed.
Yes. So does Barry know? I'm just on. Has he been in touch yet?
Do you know what? I haven't got his number, but yeah, I would have sent it to him, like, you know, but it's difficult to get in touch with these stars.
Very difficult
to get past.
Yeah. So, did the lyric just come really easily to you?
Yeah. Writing lyrics is something that I've done all my life, and when I was given a bit of advice that Amanda, if anybody would get this deal through from a good friend of mine. I thought, right, Amanda, what can I do? And then I just instantly thought of Mandy. Mm. And I cracked on the instrumental, and then it came to me. And I've been sitting on it for a year, you know, because last year it was going to go through when we were in lockdown. And I got all excited. And then, as you well know, it got boycotted for a couple of different reasons. And I thought, I had to put it in the vault. And I never knew if it was ever going to happen. And then all of a sudden, you know, last week, out of the blue, within 24 hours, I was making the video and sticking it up on Facebook, and it's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, I was going to say you turned it around very quickly, but that's because it's been in the vault. So are you a singer-songwriter? Do you play gigs all over the place?
Yeah, well, I've been singing all my life, ever since I left school. In the 90s, I was in a boy band. I had a pretty decent success, you know, and didn't quite make it in the big time, but we did all right. You know, we got on the Jonathan Ross Big Talent Show final, which was like the X Factor of its time.
Yeah.
And then, we did pretty well. And then when the 90s, when Newcastle were good, back in the days with Shearer, et cetera, and I used to sing quite a lot. I even opened Shearer's bar upstairs with a Rat Pack band. And, yeah, I used to sing outside on Sky Sports a few times when David Craig was the presenter for Sky Sports. And, I've done a few things. I've been in local television. And then the last 10 years, I've been in Mallorca. And I've just actually come back about 10 months ago because of everything that happened with the pandemic. And I came back and decided to be a Geordie again. And here I am. And I'm loving life.
You never lost the accent. You retain that 10 years in Spain, certainly.
Yeah, I just had a nice time in Mallorca with my family. And decided to come back. And I think it's a good time to be back now. Very good time. Yeah.
So what sort of reaction have you had from the Geordie Nation then? Has it gone down well?
Yeah, very well. The comments that I'm getting, they're crazy. You know, this should be Christmas number one. Lump in my throat, hairs on the back of my neck. I think people are loving it because as a Geordie, you never expected Ashley to go after that. We've had 14 years of, it's like being depressed, you know, it's going through 14 years of football depression. It was like relegation one season, getting back up. Are we going to avoid relegation another season? And that's about as high as our expectations have been. You know, it's been pretty dismal. And then now we've got, these owners who, you know, we don't know what's to come, but it's got to be better, isn't it? It's looking good.
Yeah. News just in. Barry Manilow did not write Mandy.
No,
he did not write the songs. That's always the thing about Barry.
Who wrote Mandy?
Brandy, later called Mandy, is a song written by Scott English and Richard Kerr. It was originally recorded by English in 1971, reached the top 20 of the UK singles chart. It was released by Barry Manilow in 1974.
So it was originally called Brandy.
Brandy, an ode to Courvoisier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All Brandy.
All Brandy. We get Alan to do a version of that.
So, yeah, so it's Scott English you need to... I think you're fine. I think you're in the clear.
Oh, okay. You're not a music lawyer.
Don't quote me on that.
Well, Charlie Baker said I was in the clear.
Can we get the Scott English version of Brandy at all? Just looking at the producer. We'll find that.
Very for good. You. We'll play that for you a little bit.
So what do we need now? Who do you need? Who do you want to sign? How do you expect the season to finish, Paul?
Oh God. I still think most Newcastle fans we'll just be looking to get out that bottom three as quickly as possible. And then, everybody's, wondering whether Bruce will be there on Sunday, whether he'll be gone on Monday. Towards the end of last season, we went away to Leicester and we beat them 4-1 when everybody was playing well. And, we had Wilson up front and Willock was, banging a goal in every game. And we actually looked like a half-decent team then. So, I don't know, I think if we get to January and we're not, completely rock bottom, I think if we do get a couple of decent players and we get all our big team players back fit, I think we just need to start climbing the league. Let's not make any high expectations that we're going to be international world beaters overnight. But, yeah, I just, just like to see some good football like the olden days.
So, Paul... proceeds from the song are going to local food banks, I understand. So where can people download it?
Well, I've been talking to the Newcastle West End food bank, a guy called Steve. I'm going to go and see them all on Thursday. There's a big meeting in Newcastle in the Irish Centre. You can find the song on Amazon. You can find it on iTunes. If you buy the album from the Geordie Singer page on Facebook, I'll be putting £1 from each CD towards that as well. So... And I'm going to be talking about how to, get a few events in the near future as well to add some extra funds to that, because it's a very worthwhile cause.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you. And we'll play a bit more as we go into the break. We're going to be talking headerless football very shortly.
Oh, very good.
Thank you very much.
Well, go all the best, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Paul.
There we are. There's Paul Martin, the Geordie Singer.
Fell off a cliff at the end.
And this is, So what about that? Do you want to hear Brandy?
Yeah, let's have Brandy. Come on.
We're going to play a bit of Brandy. See the original Scott English version. Should we just play a bit of that? Okay, let's have a listen.
Made me happy, old Brandy.
Yeah.
When you gave and I take it.
Bingo in half an hour.
Sent you away.
Got a touch of the Gene Pitney's about him, isn't he? Have you ever had a touch of the Gene Pitney's, Charlie?
Yeah, it is.
I can't touch you for it, apparently.
Only...
Yeah, to win. It's of that.
It's a Frankie Valli, Gene Pitney flavour to it, isn't it?
No wonder you got Barry to sing the songs for him.
I've been waiting all my life.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Love
beautiful.
So what a great song.
So there we are, Scott English's version of Brandy. We weren't expecting
some young
that.
People in the booth there, Paul. We may as well be playing something from the Blitz or something.
Getting the thousand yards there, playing.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah,
or something.
That's it. Well, again, it's a great song.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You've been telling us this afternoon about how you were paid in stuff other. Than cash. And we've had a few interesting ones, haven't we? Do you want to kick us off with one, Charlie?
Sure. I like this one. I once did some repair work on a Wiltshire farm, and the farmer wanted to pay me with a rusty old petrol pump. Unsurprisingly, I declined in favour of the originally agreed £50.
I was transferred from a Dr. Martin's Premier team in the 90s to a local side. And that was paid for with a set of golf clubs that were given to the manager in a service station on the M3 in exchange for my registration. Registration went one way, came golf the other way. The other. Four set of clubs were bag and shoes. Biggest transfer of my career.
This is Andy. A chap once wanted to pay me with a sheep. pointed out cash, check or card is fine, insisting on the sheep. I pointed out I had nowhere to keep it. Well, obviously I'll kill it first, he said. I'd put the farmer voice on.
Oh, absolutely. It's Gilbert Tavia, because Andy couldn't do that. He would just basically
been a different
do a derivation of John Arlott, which is what he normally does. Once, whilst fixing a photocopier in an abattoir... I mean, it feels like a euphemism. It was, I tell you, mate, it was like fixing a photocopier in an abattoir. The manager asked me. Oh, it was just like fixing.
If I'd said that, you'd have dumped that. Paul.
No, it's your mind, Charlie. I don't bring anything to the table.
All good stuff. No rubbish.
The manager asked me to take a look at another photocopier, which was not on contract.
All right.
He paid me by giving me the full fillet cut from the cow.
Wow.
Myself and the wife ate fillet steak like lords.
Beautiful. A lot of these are meat-based. Weeks. A lot of people get paid in meat.
They do, yeah.
Alive or dead, by the sounds of things.
Anyway, talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. Tell us how you were paid in something other than money.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Jason's been in touch. He said, I'm a cabbie. We're asking this afternoon about things you were paid in other than cash. I'm a cabbie and I was once paid with Egyptian cotton bed sheets.
Oh, lovely.
They were really expensive and the fare was only £8. The bloke didn't say where he got them and I didn't ask. Aye. Thank you, Del Boy.
Think about bed sheets and bedwear, Paul. You think this is a waste of money. I don't know why people spend so much money on this. And then you sleep in a bed that is like proper goose feathers and proper cotton sheets and...
Is that your life, Paul? Is that what you do?
Changes your life.
At home, you've gone expensive on that front?
Very expensive duvet. Because you're in bed all the time, Paul. It's very, 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 very important. Hmm. So you may as well have a nice duvet and a nice mattress, mightn't you?
Okay.
No, do you not agree?
No, it's lovely. No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. I'm with you all the way.
Three friends and I fell through a garage roof years ago picking pears. Nothing for a pear. Damaging a car. And for my part of the bill, my dad paid the garage in hydraulic oil.
Really? Nice.
Not everyone's got that
That's nice. Sean, the window cleaner, says, I am a window cleaner. I do a few shops on my local road and I get a chicken stroganoff. So he's paid in chicken. He's paid in chicken stroganoff. He gets a free haircut and a manicure for the wife off the beauty salon.
Oh, lovely.
And he said, I just wish the local pub would have me. Sean, thank you. So he's paid. It's not paid in kind quite a lot.
Walks along the street, funeral directors, paying it in for future.
Yeah, he does that. Don't forget, I want one with the gold handles, Reg. Shouts at him.
I'll do upstairs if you give me gold handles.
They're walking through the window, that's right. I want one like Elvis if I'll do inside and out. Yeah. I'm a window cleaner. Now, a lot of window cleaners. 10 years ago, I was paid a £15 job. I accepted a 12-foot long canoe that I intended to paddle along Yorkshire's rivers.
Oh, lovely.
I've got to be honest, it's still on top of the garage, having never moved since day one. And we've even had a thrush nest in it a couple of years ago.
Best intentions.
Big Rolf, that was.
That's a nice text topic, actually, Paul. Best intentions. Sports stuff you've bought with the best intentions that's never been used.
Do you want to move on? This is a rich scene, Charlie. Yeah, I wouldn't start... muddying the waters.
And going back to my quiz, Paul, who do you think player 1,000 was for England?
This is dead in the water.
It's not. It's only because you don't know the answer, Paul.
Player 1,000 for England. Mark Hatley.
No.
Okay.
No, we'll leave it. Without Googling it, listeners, see if you can guess.
Well, they won't player without Googling
it. Don't Google it. Have a little guess at it.
The FA's historian wouldn't get that right off the top of his head without Googling
player 1,000. Player 1,000.
Honestly, whoever's coming up with ideas for comedians' daytime quizzes are not quaking in their boots this afternoon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. Joining us in the studio now, and a rare trip to the smoke.
Yeah.
Is Wales' very own comedian, podcaster, actor, writer.
Oh, lovely.
Come on.
Ellis Jeff. No, who is it?
Yeah, come on. I live in Wales. I didn't chase the English dollar.
It's Mike Bubbins. Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, Paul. Yeah. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
Now, we've just been talking about Movember, and this is the time of year when both you boys, probably, you know, a couple of weeks' time, you get stopped in the street and say, that's pretty good for 3 days' worth. Yeah. November the 3rd.
I usually shave mine off in November.
That's what I do. Shave it off in November. You don't want to be with everybody else. I mean, I admire the people doing November, obviously.
Yeah.
Do go and do Movember and raise the money. But the real guys, the real men out there, bubs, have it the rest of the year, put up with it the rest of the year.
Frontiersmen.
Whoever decided they weren't sexy.
Exactly.
Women love the moustache. Men love the moustache.
Doesn't it give you a level of confidence, bubs? You walk into a place, you've got the...
You stand out.
Moustache confidence,
you
Paul.
Got it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one, Paul?
Mumfordance.
I did grow one for November. A couple of years ago. Luther Blissett came in. He said he was going to do it. And in a moment, I said, Luther, I'm going to do it with you.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
And it was like ratty.
Ratty.
Bit grey, bit salt and pepper.
Like a 14-year-old.
I looked like, with the bins on, I looked like, remember George and Mildred? Remember the four miles?
Of course I do. You're talking to me now.
The 4 miles. The 4 miles. I looked like Tristan's dad, basically, wondering about. Oh. Like it didn't work for me.
So I'm not wearing the mascara today. Mine's gone. Charlie, look at that, jet black.
Ted Lasso. He's getting a lot of Ted Lasso at the moment. Yeah. Now, Mike,
you've got everything on.
We spoke to Ellis a little while ago. Yeah. Ellis James, who's on the podcast with you, and you've gone live, haven't you? You boys, Steph, you've all gone on the road. You've been bringing this podcast to the masses during lockdown. It must have been a great joy.
It's been absolutely fabulous.
Socially
distanced
pod, yeah.
Yeah, so distant pod, and we just, we had the idea of taking it live and just meeting the people who've been listening to it and downloading it, and it's been brilliant. So we've done with Manchester and London and three nights in Cardiff, and we're on the way to Newcastle and Edinburgh and Belfast and Birmingham. Lovely. Yeah, it's great. And people... proper going for it as well. It's like a football crowd. Scarves.
It must have been because you know it was good for you guys. You've admitted, you've talked to us about it before. Yeah. You know, it was great for you personally and mentally to be doing something at a time when you couldn't
100%,
work.
Yeah.
But it was good for a lot of people, and you've probably been told that over the last couple of weeks.
Every gig, people call us. You know, after every gig, come to chat to us and say how much helped them in lockdown, and but it helped us as well. That's why I'm generally, when I say that to people that listen to it, when they say you've helped me, I say, well, you've helped us because. Yeah. Two of us are working comics. When the lockdown started, we had nothing to do. So it's been great for us as well, you know.
Yeah. And you're working at the moment on work in progress for a tour by yourself, solo tour.
So I'm going to ditch the other two because they're dead weight, basically.
Yeah. You've realised.
Yeah, you know, I haven't told them yet.
You're going to ditch Ernie Wise. And,
gone. Gone.
Yeah.
So a tour called, it'll be called Throwback when it goes out.
Okay.
Nice name. Doing some work in progress tonight and tomorrow night.
Where are you on tonight?
Museum of Comedy. Don't bother turning up. It's sold out.
Sold out.
Museum of Comedy. They put all your old jokes in there.
That's it. You've got it.
Just read it off the walls, do you?
Yeah,
right?
Brilliant.
Get them out of a vault and he does them. Then they put them back in again. That's
blow the smoke.
What a place that is, though, isn't it?
I've never been.
Have you never been?
Never been.
You've got to get down there.
Wow.
It's good.
You've not played there?
Not played there.
He hasn't been asked.
Work in progress, Paul.
He's been asked.
Don't do any work in
same
progress.
Same act, 20 years.
Yeah.
Got to pay me mortgage.
That's it.
I know it works.
Yeah.
It does work.
Don't try any new stuff. We spoke to you on off air. You were telling us about a brilliant idea. You kind of pitched this idea to us. And if I'd been in the world of TV commissioning, I would have said, yeah, I want six of them, like, as soon as you can do it. It's a wonderful idea. People are going to be able to see it now on BBC Wales, and they'll be able to see it all around the country on iPlayer.
Yeah.
It's called Mammoth. Tell us the premise, because it's sensational.
Tony Mammoth, a PE teacher, an old school PE teacher back in the day, 1979, schooled skiing trip, lost, presumed dead. Found in the modern day, brought back to life, miraculously preserved, gets his old job back in his old school. So,
it's funny already,
you're laughing already.
You're laughing already.
You've not heard a word of it, and you're laughing.
A brief spoiler alert, there is a shirts against skins football match in the first episode. So.
I've always said if you ever want to create panic at an over 40s barbecue, suggest shirts v skins.
great. So that's out on, I think, November the 5th on BBC Wales, then it'll be on the iPlayer.
Yeah.
And if it goes well on the iPlayer, people listen to it and tell their mates about it.
Yeah. Well, those of us that were schooled during a portion of the 70s will know that the whole concept of a 1970s sports teacher coming back now with the modern sensibilities compared with what we put up with, it wouldn't work, would it?
No, not at all. But can I tell you the coup that we got as well? An absolute coup. Was we were looking for someone to play my best mate from back in the day, who's got older, who's now in his 70s, lives in an old people's home.
Yeah.
We managed to get a fellow called Joseph Marcel, who played Jeffrey, the butler of The Fresh Prince.
Wow.
Who is absolutely brilliant in it. So he plays what was my younger mate, who's now a 70-year-old bloke who lives in an old people's home.
Fantastic.
And he was such a joy to work with. What a nice bloke, what a funny man. And stories are just incredible.
Because you were a PE teacher, weren't you?
12 years, 12 years behind the whistle, Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll take it he insists on wearing the same kind of gear he wore back in the 70s.
I like the 70s anyway. Yeah. So I got to go with my friend Fiona did the costume for it and go shopping. So we got a red Adidas tracksuit. Mm-hmm. I've got a proper Acme Thunderer whistle. I've got white Adidas daps. And then all the clothes that I wear in my character are my own clothes.
Yeah.
I drive my own car in it, which is beautiful. Like 77.
Tax deductible.
All tax deductible. It is now. Brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. So get to drive the Capri, wear my roll necks and sort of put on the vintage Adidas. Yeah, it's lovely.
That's fantastic.
It's a great idea. I remember you telling me about it a few years ago and just thinking, that's the one. It's got a real Life on Mars sort of vibe to it.
It's like that in reverse, isn't it? So you're just taking... And it's taken 4 or 5 years to get.
It's taken. I mean, really, as we said, it sounds like a great idea. They bought into it once you got in front of the right people. They bought into it, did they? Or
BBC Wales were great, and then it was all set to go about a year and a half ago, I suppose. Mm. And then lockdown happened, and everything was put. I thought that was it. I thought I got that close and it wasn't going to happen. And then about 6-7 months ago, they said green light. Let's go.
Now, our old mate Keith Cooper, former Premier League referee, dad of Steve, often would join us from what he called God's country. Mm. And fitting with that is that the news today in the world of rugby, the sport you love, is that Christ is officially Welsh. This is
no doubt. There's never been any doubts.
Your new player
and Elvis.
I did an impression of your reply to that. Yeah,
Christ Chianzuna, 6'7", Exeter Chiefs player.
Yeah,
who I think had sort of dallied with the idea of being an England player. Although he was brought up in Wales, having moved here as a kid from DR Congo, he will be playing for Wales. I reckon he's a real prospect.
Fantastic. I mean, when you talk to players who had a choice and they've chosen Wales, if anything, that makes them, in my books, even better.
Yeah.
I mean, that is godlike that he's done that.
It certainly is. He looks a player and sounds a player.
I think they just saw him, the size of him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they named him.
Yeah.
That's his mum said when he was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we'll go
no
with
epidural.
That. Sorry about that.
What's his name?
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. So, yeah, that's the news today from the world of Welsh rugby. Football-wise, I mean, it was...
If you'd offered us 4 points for the last two games, we'd have bitten your hand off. So I think if we can get 4 points... Well, if we get 4 points in the next two now, if we can squeak a draw against Belgium at home, I think we'll win the other fixture. Hopefully, and then
you're feeling good about it.
Because you came to the football quite late, didn't you?
Very late.
Just sort of in the last three of just, you, sort of yeah, real just, glory hunter.
Real
really.
Gravy train. Just jumped on it. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I don't
we're
care.
Good again. Good. Oh, I like the football now. Yeah, I'm really.
I tell you what, I love football. No, my son just through my son being bang into it, and then when we did well in the Euros, my boy thought that was what Wales did in big tournaments. So yeah, I got into it through him, and through Ellis's. Football crazy, Steve's football crazy. Yeah. So.
Do you ever go to league games or just have you been to internationals?
To internationals. I've taken my son to internationals. We're going to go and see, when we play the Belfast date, which is the last date of the tour, we're going to go and see the Northern Ireland game on the Friday.
All right.
Looking forward to that over there. And then we're going to go and watch the Welsh game in a bar somewhere on the Saturday. That's the plan.
Mm,
nice. Never been to a league game since Cardiff City in about 1982.
Yeah, well, that would put you off.
Yeah, that did put me off.
Yeah,
I was terrified.
It didn't even put you off.
And you coach rugby, kids rugby, don't
coach
you?
Coach my little boys' team, Club Rugby. I've got to get it right now, Paul.
Even you can't say
Club
it.
Rugby Cymru Caerdydd. So it's a Welsh language rugby club.
Yeah.
So I struggle.
Yeah. I wonder what some of the other parents are going to make you after they've seen Mammoth.
Yeah.
When they see you in that tracksuit on the
It's the same tracksuit, mate. They could be. They won't be phased.
Take the costume home.
Yeah.
I did as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wear your own clothes for 50p.
Yeah.
November the 5th. It's going to be
Remember,
Wales.
The 5th of November.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's
a good date to have a show starting, isn't it?
Yeah, unless you like fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. In which case you'll be going out. But on that basis, it will be on the iPlayer afterwards.
Yes, please.
And we can watch that anywhere around the country.
Brilliant.
Go and check it out. It's a great idea. Maybe we'll have a chat with you just before the show goes
That'd
out.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
To remind love to, the Paul. Listeners. Yeah, and we'll have a bit of a conversation.
Last time we sat in here, Paul, I sat in here with Bubs. He co-hosted with me on a Saturday once. Mm. And it was the day of the England-South Africa World Cup final. And there's a clip, and I wonder if we can put it back out, if producers want to find it, of Mike. I'm trying to read sort of a very serious news story, and the whistle's going off. At the World Cup final, and Bubbins is just cheering South Africa on, absolutely delighted.
South Africa scored a try and I went nuts.
Yeah, he went absolutely nuts. His headphones come off. It's like Wales have just won the World Cup. You know, he's just delighted about it.
Oh, I do apologise.
There we are.
So these works in progress, finally. Can people, are there tickets available elsewhere?
No, don't bother.
Just sold. Don't bother.
Don't bother coming.
Don't bother.
Come and see the tour in the new year.
Yeah, that's it. So one day you would have honed it by then. You won't get any of the rubbish like there's not tonight, Will.
Exactly.
You'll get the good stuff.
He knows what's going.
What's your name, mate? A lot of that tonight. Yeah, a lot of crowd work tonight.
I sang a song last year at the end, just to fill. Just to fill.
Fill the hour.
Now, you may know the answer to this, Mike, as a man who's come at the world of football, but TalkSport's new quiz book is out today. And to celebrate the launch, we're testing everyone's sporting knowledge. Eric Cantona played for France 45 times during his career, but which other sport did he represent his country in?
A bit of a trick question. What a lovely quiz question.
It's a bit of a trick question.
It's a trick question, is it?
So,
chess.
It's not kung fu, is it?
Chess.
You're going chess, Mike?
Kung fu, no.
Kung, not kung fu. That's a bit on the nose, isn't it? You're going kung fu, are you, Charlie? Representing the French kung fu team, of course. That's, there we are. So chess, kung fu, talk sport listener. Very good. Well, have a guess and we'll tell you on the other side of the news and sport. Good to see you, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Cheers, Charlie. Take care, boys.
Mike Bubbins here. Look out for Mammoth November the 5th. So we'll catch up with him just before it goes out. A sensational idea for a sitcom.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
That music signals the arrival of Martin Cowell. Let's bring Martin in, because he likes a quiz. Good afternoon, Martin.
How do you? You all right, boys?
Yeah, now, day earlier than usual. Don't worry, it's not Friday. Somebody just woke up having done nights or something. Thinking, blimey, it's Friday. I've been asleep for 36 hours. We've got the TalkSport quiz book coming out. We're celebrating by testing everyone's sporting knowledge. We did ask which other sport did Eric Cantona represent his country in, apart from football. Hazard a guess, Martin? Other sport?
Fencing.
Well, we had fencing, we had kung fu from Charlie, bitroot one. Bubbins, what did he go for? He went chess, didn't he?
Chess.
A lot of people got it right. Emerald, Callum, Andy, loads of people did. It was beach football, it was a bit of a trick question.
So
football, yeah.
Fair enough.
And so for more sports trivia and fun, grab yourself a copy of the new TalkSport quiz book, available now from Amazon at all good bookstores. Martin, what have you been watching on the TV this week?
Well, I just thought I'd start by reminding people about the brilliant series Inside Number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's fantastic series. Steve Pemberton, Reece Shearsmith, and what it does is it has a football one, the one with the referee.
Yeah, David Morrissey playing the ref.
Yes, correct. That's match of the season. And it's the only reason I'm mentioning it is that it's out there again.
Is it?
They're showing them on Gold. And you can, when you go through the menu of things that you can watch it again. So it's up on, if you go to Gold. And
I mean, considering it's a half-hour comedy show, David's level of research that he did to play that part was, he got in touch with me and he said, could you put me, I want to speak to a referee, a pretty close, a known referee that could give me some guidance. So I put him in touch with Graham Pohl, who knew of his work and was very happy to help him. But they had conversations about it. He wanted to get a feel for the job and the processes and stuff. So, he took it seriously.
Yeah, he took it seriously. I think it shows in the programme as well. Yeah. Lots of brilliant lines in it. But I think my favourite is, he says, it all went to pot when we started wearing coloured shirts. Sometimes we're out there, we look more like Shawaddy Waddy than referees. So many good lines in it.
Yeah.
So well worth watching. But I just thought I'd mention it because you can catch up with that. Mm. It's called The Referees AW.
It is a very good one of an excellent series, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cracker. I mean, some of them are a bit difficult to get into because some of them are sort of really strange. Mm. But this is one that we all know the milieu, and I think we can get into it. So, so that's great. I watched All or Nothing on. It's on Sky now. Actually, it was originally on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And this is the All or Nothing, the Arizona Cardinals.
So this is a bit like the Tottenham thing or the City thing, where they take a sports franchise and get behind the scenes. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Indeed. Yeah. And it's Bruce Arians who. Is now the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But when this was shot, which was between 2013 2017, he was the coach of the Arizona Cardinals. And I enjoyed particularly his very first meeting with all the players, where he spent a lot of time telling them not to park in a space with a name on it. Somebody had parked in his parking spot, and he turned up there and he couldn't get parked. So there was a, and I thought to myself, that's about the least popular opening meeting with the players since Brian Clough started at Leeds United. He didn't quite have time to put all the things at dustbins, but he said, you know, sort of watch where you're parking. But it is interesting how sort of peripatetic American sports coaches are. Because as in the sort of intro to the show, they say, after wandering for 40 years, Arians has found a home in the desert. He's bounced around as an assistant, they say, and then he goes through the places that he's worked. He said, right, the number of times we got fired and had to move, Virginia Tech, the first one, went to Mississippi State, we left there for Alabama, Alabama we left for Tampa, got fired there, went to Kansas City, got fired in Kansas City, went to New Orleans and got fired, went to Indianapolis, got fired there, with the Steelers for it, and it was just, it was like a Greyhound bus schedule.
The kids can't stay at the old school. They're going to have to move. I mean, this is the thing. It's a real family upset. I mean, it's one of these things that people take for granted. They go, oh, they're lucky to be doing the job. But it's tough on their families when they get just shipped off like that, as much like footballers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I think more in his case, you know, as a coach. And then it was from there. It was entertaining, and they always are. I mean, the Spurs one was, the Man City one was, but they're all, you know, approved by the club and everything. And we have the usual ups and downs. They've never won. I think I'm right in saying, I'm not an American sports expert, but I think I'm right in saying the Cardinals have never won the Super Bowl. So he got them about as far as they've got. But it's the usual thing, you know, the quarterback was playing on his second reconstructed knee. And there are all those, you know, the sort of injury problems, the loss of form and all that. So if you love American sport, well worth, you know, it gives you a wee bit of an insight. Also watched the BBC documentary Football, Gambling and Me, Paul Merson. Not a secret, of course, that Paul was and is still, as he says, addicted to gambling. And all you can do, really, is wish him all the best, because he says himself he's not had a bet for 9 months, at least when this was filmed he hadn't. And it's bleak, because he says it frightens me. You know, it's in me, it's still there, and it frightens me. And I don't think I've got another recovery in me, because clearly, it's a story that, you know, he has recovered from time to time. I think there's been, I mean, it's a problem, because in the programme they say there's 500,000 problem gamblers in the country, which is a lot. But of course, it does mean there's, you know, several million non-problem gamblers. I was reminded of so clearly, things have to be done, and you want help for people like Paul, who have got, you know, who've got the problem, and, you know, they'll never be rid of it. It's in there. They send him round to, he goes round to a couple of brain scan people. He goes to Imperial College, and they do a sort of map, a diagram of his brain, and you can see that he's shown images, gambling images, and it sort of lights up, if you like, and there are the hot areas there, and they show him images of other things that most people find pleasurable, like family, food, the seaside, whatever. And of course, it doesn't light up as strongly as it does with gambling images. But all the research doesn't really make a whole lot of difference. It doesn't explain the story, which seems, you know, to those of us who like a flutter, it doesn't really explain how you get to the level that that Paul Merson got to. Yeah. Specifically, God bless him, he's got a sense of humour about it, but he was saying there was one thing where he had £30,000 that he'd won in a brown paper bag, And he gave it to Harry Redknapp, who was his manager at the time. Would that have been at, I'm trying to think where it would have been.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, yeah. Portsmouth, of course, yeah. So he gave it to Harry Redknapp to hold for him because it was 30,000 and he didn't want to leave it in the dressing room. And Harry Redknapp puts it in the pocket of his tracksuit, and then he's running up and down the touchline, celebrates something, and there's £50 notes coming out of his pocket as he's running up and down the touchline. But it's difficult to know what to do. The only thing I would say, as somebody who does like to gamble, you know, not excessively, but I do like a flutter. I have a spot on the show where we tip horses. Lots of shows on Talk Sport,
sure,
you know, are connected with gambling. Mm-hmm. The whole game of football's connected. What I would say is that the companies, the betting companies, do have to be way, way more careful and make a real effort with the sort of VIPs and, you know, giving rewards to people, which, you know, because they're using AI and that sort of stuff, they know that their profits are coming from what you can call high rollers, yeah. What I prefer to call big losers, because that's where their money comes from. It doesn't come from those of us who, you know, lose 10p at the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it comes from those high roads. So I think they have to be much, much, much more solicitous, if you like, of their customer base and the ones who are gambling in a way that's easily identifiable as problem gambling.
No.
And work together with, you know, with the agencies who can help people, because it can turn into a problem, but it's also doesn't turn into a problem for millions and millions and millions of people, which I think is a point worth making.
Yeah. Martin, you know, you'd normally
no, not back tonight.
No, you're not back tonight at 1
o'clock. Tomorrow
one
night.
Tomorrow night, yes. So, and you'll be back with us, though, Friday week, I take it.
Friday
in
week,
normal
yeah.
slot. Fantastic.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, thank Excellent. You, Martin. We'll catch up with you then. All the best.
Yeah, no worries.
Martin Kellner there.
You've confused people, Paul and Martin. Yeah. Wirral Hornet, Steve. I've just turned in your esteemed radio programme. Martin Kellner is on. Yeah. It's Thursday. I'm confused.
Yeah, exactly.
Confusing
it was
people.
A one-off. We don't like messing with us, you know. But Martin couldn't. We couldn't do tomorrow. We didn't want
he
to
said
miss
he's
out
not an American sport expert.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I know that's Fridays as well.
That's Fridays as well. Yeah, we haven't got Todd Macklin coming up. We haven't gotten to that extent. The Moose is going to join us very
okay.
shortly.
There
he was
are.
In a room. Yesterday, for the first time since March 2020, speaking to another manager. Oh. What a joy it must have been.
Lovely.
Maybe we'll see more clubs now going back to... Because you do get a completely different dynamic. The whole thing, you know, we enjoy the press conferences of the managers. Want to hear what the gaffers have got to say. All of us as football fans before games. And the Zoom thing is, you know, look, it was important and it had to happen. We had no choice. But to see Watford get everybody back in a room yesterday,
yeah.
maybe it's the start of something.
Good
well,
stuff. Hope so.
We'll hear from Ranieri very shortly. The 1,000th England player, a lot
yes.
of the TalkSport listeners...
A lot of people got it right.
...knew
they've,
it slash looked it up.
They've enjoyed it. They've not looked it up, Paul. You're very cynical about this quiz.
Who was it?
This new daytime quiz that I'm launching today. A lot of love for it on Twitter as well.
Charlie Baker's Know Your Caps or something. What's it called? Play Your Caps
Play
right.
Your Caps
Play
right.
Your Caps
there
right.
There it is. There we,
higher than Neil
well, that's
Webb.
What, that's what Jimmy Bob White says. You're getting yeah. your format of your quiz wrong, Charlie.
Yeah.
Needs to be, play your cards right. Higher or lower yeah. type quiz. There we Type quiz.
That would be good.
There we are. Webb Extra Roofing. Webb Pierce was either 999 or 1,001. He was... 1,000. It was Neil Webb.
Neil Webb.
There
yeah.
it is, Neil Webb.
Forest and United player, Neil Webb.
People enjoyed it, Paul. You're spoiling people's afternoons.
Even more quizzes. Okay, and keep telling us about those things that you... Mike Barmy's never got round to telling us, did
oh,
he?
Yeah.
The things he was...
He told us off there. He said he's been paid with a sunbed.
He got paid with a sunbed for a stand-up gig. I don't know, it was a bit weird. Anyway, keep those coming. We've got lots to get through. We'll do our best to do that before 4 o'clock.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
So,
here we are.
Let's bring you the birthday spread. That point, the show, myself and Charlie have to try and guess the ages of 10 people that Andy is going to give us. He's going to have a great gag attached to each one of them. Jeff Peters will keep score, and a margin of error will build,
mm-hmm.
won't it, as we try and guess these birthdays. And it's the person after 10 birthdays that has guessed all of them in the least amount of years wrong is the winner.
There it is, Paul.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, boys. And I'm bringing out a birthday spread book, actually,
oh,
featuring all my best gags. It's a pamphlet.
I'm sure it is. That's right, yes.
Well, let's head... get one solid gold one a week, I think.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah.
Well,
it would
generous.
Be a pamphlet, then, wouldn't it? If he's just won. Jeff Peters keeps the score. Good afternoon, Jeff, from your nerve centre. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, wrong button, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's late and there's late, isn't there? Really?
A week late.
Yeah, that was the gag.
That's very in.
Good afternoon, chaps. Paul leads 5-3 after his win last week. All very exciting. Jeff.
And this was during the Rushton years, the long-forgotten Rushton years, where what was the final score that Max left us with in the Rushton years? Can you remember? I'm putting you on the spot there.
Four. He's got
it. 24, three or four.
I've got it here somewhere.
We'll come back to it, Jeff.
23-5. 23-5. Yeah, I think 23-5 was the last one.
Anyway.
Lagging behind.
So do you want me to go first, Charlie, or not? I'll give you the choice. Would you like to go first or shall I go first?
I always work on a mugs-off situation.
Okay, mugs-off. No, you go on then, you're off okay. First. So Charlie goes first. Andy, what's the first birthday?
It's Bruno Mars, the singer, Bruno Mars. And you won't be surprised to know that Mike Parry and I were up against Bruno in a TalkSport charity match. Right. And when he scored, Mike, who was supposed to be marking him, blamed me for his goal.
You're on Mars.
You're on Mars, that's right, yeah. So that was fun. That's how you do it. You fire off straight away. You don't need hanging out to dry like Jeff did last week.
I think he's older than you think. He's older than you
86,
think.
86, you're
going to
go
no, not up there. I think he's in his 30s, which for a pop star is quite old, isn't he? 32.
I'll go 36.
He is 36.
Oh, aye. That's not so bad. Start. Good start.
Yeah, direct hit for Paul. Charlie, four out. And Bruno Mars is also a life coach.
Is he?
Yeah, every 24 hours he calls me with advice on my job, how to chill out, you know, how to, you know, have fun. Because a Mars a day helps you work, rest and play.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do you know what? I was fully expecting you to say that.
I thought it was going to be life on Mars, but there we go.
There was a lot of ways you could have gone with
really
it.
Really was.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. You got any Mars material?
Okay,
no, I'm leaving.
Okay, we'll move on.
Next birthday, he's the actor from Bergerac and Midsummer Murders, John Nettles.
Yeah, okay.
John Nettles. And, I once swindled him out of his fee for an acting job.
Did you?
But I felt no remorse. I really enjoyed stinging nettles.
Oh, hey. Nice. This is very good. Nice. Born in Cornwall, Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what he used to drive around, was it a Morgan? He used to drive a little sports car.
Was it a Morgan in Jersey? Yeah. That was the character, wasn't it?
Can't remember. Anyway, listeners will know. John Nettles. He popped up in a toast a little while ago, didn't he? He was a little cameo with Matt Berry. I'd say he is 74.
I'm going to go a bit older, I think. I'm going to say 80.
78.
Ooh, okay, not so bad. So, what's that down to the scores, Jeff?
A little bit clawed back there. Paul, four out. Charlie, two out. So it's Paul, four. Charlie, six.
Hey, Charlie, up next first. Here we go.
Okay, it's the US Women's Open golfer, Michelle Wee.
Okay, yeah.
And as a final leg of a lucrative accumulator, I bet on Michelle winning a speed golf competition. The first three bets came in, so it all hung on the final result. I was desperate for a quick Wee.
There we are.
Yeah, we are.
I thought you were going to go down the Nintendo route there.
Yeah, you could have done. That's right. Yeah, known as Nintendo in the dressing room.
Yeah,
yeah, Michelle.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she's older than you think because she was famous a long time ago, wasn't she?
Yeah,
and in her teens then. Yeah. So 29.
That's a good guess, Charlie. I'll go. It's a big birthday for. I'm going to go 30.
32.
Ooh, okay. Not a big birthday then. So what's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Two out, you, Paul. Three out, Charlie. So Paul, six. Charlie, nine. Very close. Good scoring so far.
Very little in it. Very tight. So what's next, Andy?
It's the field hockey player and Olympic gold medalist from 2016, Maddie Hinch.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie Hinch. And at one time during my minicab driving career, the dispatcher called to say there were two jobs, Emil Heskey and Maddie, but I could only have one of them. So I argued my point for both jobs. I said, give me a Hinch and I'll take a meal.
Oh, very good.
Yes, good. Yes. That's good. Oh, there you see, Andy. Very good.
That's the winner.
That's the one you're putting in the pamphlet.
Very good. That's the pamphlet.
One for the pamphlet. Definitely one for the pamphlet when you bring it out.
Who is it, me or Paul?
It's me, I think. Maggie Hinch.
Maddie Hinch, sorry.
Maggie, not, yeah.
Wake up, Maggie.
That, you can do that, okay. Anyway, I'm going to go 40.
Ooh, are you?
Okay. I think she's a bit older than that. She's a bit older than that. 2016.
Maddie Hinch. Yeah, I reckon she's 31.
Oh, okay.
33.
Okay,
sorry, Maddie, if you're listening. You don't look 40. I just thought... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm upset now. I'm not going to claw it back, am I?
Yeah, it's gone.
Do you imagine? Can you imagine if any of these people are actually listening to the radio?
For their birthday.
Yeah. Some of them are thinking, I thought my birthday was 3 weeks ago.
So Charlie just two out on that. Paul seven out. So Charlie now in the lead. Charlie on 11. Paul is on 13.
Wow, what about that? Charlie goes first before we go into half time. Here we go.
Yes, last one for half time. Rugby union player, played for England from 97 to 2007, Martin Corrie. And Martin did fantastically well in a celebrity boxing night I organised. He defeated Ross Kemp, Steve McFadden and Adam Woodyard. Yes, once again, Corrie beat EastEnders.
Hey, EastEnders. That's so bad.
Okay, I'm going to say he is 40.
You're going to go 40. I'll go a little bit higher than that. 46.
48.
Oh, very 48. Good. 48. So, what has that done to the scores, Jeff, as we head into half time?
Well, it's been a fantastic first half. Yeah. It's Paul 15, Charlie 19. At the halfway stage last week, it was 32-30. So,
right, okay.
So much better scoring. And then, of course, Leslie Glaister came along and put Charlie out of the game.
I just question a scoring a minute? It was 9-7 at one point, and then I think Paul was
9-6.
There we are. Thank you.
Aye. He's going away down Rush. He's going down
Ted
the
Lasso.
Rushton
be
route.
Away with you.
It's going down the Rushton route. It was only a matter of time. Only a matter of time before. Anyway, we move on. We'll bring you the second half of the birthday spread with the scores delicately poised at 19-15 in a few moments' time.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
1 of the listeners says, this section is getting overproduced.
The jokes aren't.
Makes a change something on this show being
exactly.
Overproduced, isn't
it's
it,
nice.
Really?
Oh, that's a shame.
So, Eddie, another one gone home there. He's not listening, he's watching Neighbours. So,
he just told us he's never seen Jaws.
So he's never seen Jaws, the producer. What sort of child producer have we got who's never seen one of the finest films of all time?
Oh, brilliant.
He's going to put that right tonight when you get home, aren't you? He's going to go and watch it then. Anyway, it's the birthday spread. We're halfway through. It's 19-15. I'm on 15, which means I'm leading. And I'm up next with the first one. And Andy, what's number six?
No, Paul, you're not leading.
Oh, I'm not leading. Am I not leading?
No, you're 19-15 down.
Oh, I'm losing. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Well, you are winning. Sorry, 15-19, you are winning. Sorry.
Jeff,
it's not overproduced after all, is it?
No. One job.
You think this is overproduced, mate? That's true. Anyway, 15-19. That's right, one job. Joe, the old joke about Joe. Anyway, we move on. Andy.
It's the actress Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney.
Sigourney Weaver. We got a private plane up to Cartmel, me and Johnny Weaver, drinking champagne in the... Yeah, Johnny Weaver.
Sir Johnny Weaver. What a lovely actor he was in Alien.
You ain't going to beat Sir Johnny Weaver today, Charlie. Anyway, keep going, Andy. Good old Sir Johnny.
Anyway, forever known from now on as Sir Johnny Weaver.
He bought his knighthood. Disgusting it was. Favour to a member of government. Anyway, go on.
Yes, I organised a trip, actually, for both of us to travel to the equator. Yeah. Yes, I took Sigourney to the centre of Earth.
Oh, Sigourney to the centre of the Earth. Doesn't work, does it?
Not really, no.
Sigourney to the centre of the Earth.
Oh, that made me laugh.
They want a workshop. And
I looked up her name and I realised it wasn't pronounced that way. No. I couldn't be bothered to change it.
Sigourney Weaver. Is it you first, Charlie?
No, it's you, Paul.
It's me, Paul.
She's got to be getting on a bit now. 67, I'm going to go for. What do you think? Is that a bit harsh?
No, I think you're about...
I don't want her and Maddie Hinch.
Do you remember? I always have to remember it's 2021.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. 31 years since Alien. Ish, isn't it? Yeah. So what was she in Alien? Yeah, say you're about right, yeah. About, I'll say 62.
72?
No. Good. Wow, she is wearing well. Yeah, wow. What about that? Yeah. So what's that, the scores, Jeff?
Paul, you're 5 out, Charlie 10 out. So it's Paul 20, Charlie 29.
Okay, Charlie, you're next.
Ooh, Okay, it's, I'm sure I'm going to pronounce this one right. It's Belle Mooney. Belle Mooney, the writer and broadcaster.
Oh, yeah, Belle Mooney.
And she phoned the other day, actually, specifically to speak to myself and my granddaughter. Yes, Belle was ringing for me and my girl.
Oh, nice. Lovely. That's good, yeah. In Loveland. I don't know who she is the problem.
Okay.
Tommy Mooney, I know who that is.
It's not Tommy Mooney.
It's not Tommy.
It's Johnny Weaver.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, gosh, I don't know who she is, so I'm going to say 52.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'm trying to put an age on her. 60.
75.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, 75. Miles out. It's over.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
over.
Yeah. No, we're not necessarily, Charlie. Don't be defeatist. What's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Well, 15 out, Paul. 23 out, Charlie. Mm. So it's 35, place 52. 17 in it with three to go.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Next one.
Okay, it's the QC and Professor of English Law at the University of Cambridge, Louise Gulliver. Louise Gulliver.
Okay.
And I came up against her, actually, when I was refereeing a celebrity basketball match. She kept forgetting to bounce the ball, and I had to keep penalising her team for Gulliver's travels.
I wondered how we were going to get there.
That's a good joke for basketball fans.
Yeah, nice one for the basketball fans.
I wondered how we were going to get there.
It was a Thomas Cook angle coming up. So
what's her first name?
Louise Gulliver. And her years, well, what does she do, Andy? Just remind us.
She's the she's a QC and Professor of English Law at the University of Cambridge.
Okay, Louise Gulliver. 60, I'm going to go for, Charlie.
I'm going to say 75.
She's 61.
Oh, it's over. The game's over.
Oh, dear.
Baker's lost it. Unbelievable.
You'd be no good in a dressing room with this sort of attitude.
So Johnny Weaver's thrown me out the window.
I think he's thrown us all. He's just phoned up. He's absolutely gutted for what we said. Yeah, okay.
It's a Scylla snowball situation.
It is. Yeah.
Paul, you're one out. Charlie, 14 out. It's 36 place 66. It's all gone a bit Rushton.
Yeah. 66, play 66.
Next up, Charlie's off first. What's this one, Andy?
Now.
Okay, it's birthday number 9 is Ursula von der Leyen.
Ursula von der Leyen, the
president of the European Commission and Germany's defence minister from 2013 to 19. Yeah. Ursula von der Leyen. And while she was a student, actually, in London, Ursula stayed with us, actually, but she could never get up in the morning. Alarm clocks, coffee, cold water.
What'd you call
nothing
her?
Worked because Ursula was von der Leyen.
Ursula was von der Leyen.
Lovely.
That's very
62.
Good. You've gone 60. I think she's a bit younger than that.
No.
She is wearing very well. I could be wrong. I'm going to go 54.
Well, she's 63.
Get him. Come on. I see her from a distance. She does lots and lots of... I only see her from a distance. That's no excuse, is it? So, really. What's that done to the scores, Jeff?
It does narrow the gap. So, Paul 9 out, Charlie 1 out. It's 45, plays 67. So, 22 in it with 1 to go and Paul to go first.
Well, it could be one of those final very volatile birthdays.
Yeah,
Marina's professor of Hungarian at the University of Partick Thistle. So what is it?
It's not him. It's Sir Michael Gooley.
Of course it is.
Friends with Sir Johnny Weaver.
He knew Johnny Weaver well, didn't he?
It was me, Sir Michael Gooley. Johnny Weaver.
Chairman of the travel company Trailfinders, Sir Michael Gooley. And the family were at that place that Alan and Ronnie went to for cryogenic therapy.
Yeah.
It was such a freezing cold mist, you couldn't see the Gooleys.
Okay. Wait.
You couldn't see the Goonies.
Because it was so cold, you know, cryogenic therapy.
All right, okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's gone blue. He's gone
walnut
blue.
Situation as
Glenn
would
say. Bit of blue for the dads.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Okay, Trailfinders is one of these kind of old heads.
Great, you have to explain them.
Known as Ging-Gang in the dressing room.
Yeah, it would be known as Ging-Gang.
Should have got married to Yvonne Gooligong. She should have had a double-barreled name, Gooly Gooligong.
Yeah. Although she did get married and her name changed, Charlie.
Oh, so that's it. It's over.
Marry
Johnny Weaver.
That ruined it. So I'd say he's 70.
Overproduced.
Yeah, he's over. It's honest, they've got a point.
Yeah, really.
71. Go on, Charlie.
I've forgotten who we were talking about.
Yeah, you've got 22.
Sir Michael Gooley.
71. So you've
Michael
got to go
Gooley.
94, I guess.
I know, but it's pointless. I don't think he's that old. I think he's older than 71.
Okay.
Trailfinders.
There's no point saying he's 76, is there?
No, so I've got to go 94. I've got to say it.
You could have gone lower.
He's not. Well, he's not 50, is he?
Let's find out.
He is, in fact, Sir Michael Gooley, 85.
Oh, you were right, close. Charlie. Yeah.
So close.
So what's that done to the scores here? How's it end today?
Well, close the gap in the end. Charlie, 9 out. Paul, you were 14 out. Mm. So it's final scores. Charlie, 76. Paul, 59. Paul moves into a 6-3 lead.
Well done.
What was that?
Can we get some younger people?
We were quite poor second half. And we'll always have Sir Johnny Weaver, Andy, whatever happens.
Can you send me the same notes you send Paul before the tournament?
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Andy. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Andy is with us in the studio. And
well done, Paul.
Thank you, Jeff. Catch up with you next week. All the best.
Always a pleasure. And we'll always have that Maddie Hinch joke, which I think was one of Andy's best.
It was good. So there we are. There's the birthday spread. Matt, we know Max listens to this on the podcast.
He'll be thrilled. I'm getting thrashed.
But he'll be thrilled to hear you question one of the scores.
Oh, good.
Because he'll like, it's getting under Charlie's skin. It's bothering him. And he'll be pleased. Not just me.
We play a game called Time Difference on Saturdays, Paul, which is scored in a similar way.
Oh, yeah.
And I've won the last two of those, with Max as well, and he's furious.
Doesn't like it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Charlie,
lovely stuff, Paul.
You are back on
Saturday
with
morning,
Max.
The game day warm-up. We go to the first round of the Autobiography Wars Champions League, which is a three-year competition, Paul.
And who's involved?
It's Alan Brazil with David Lloyd on Saturday.
Which Alan Brazil book? Which
the
most
second
recent?
One, I think.
Right,
the okay. most recent one.
The
yeah,
seminal
yeah.
second.
I think
Alan
so, yeah.
Brazil weighty
so.
Time. And so, yeah, you'll be back with me
and
next
then back
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, lovely.
Marvellous. Okay, Andy with me tomorrow. Ollie Murs among our guests. Tomorrow,
good footballer.
We look forward to that. He's
good,
always good,
good
value. Yep, but a United and more. I hope you can join us. If not, podcast available around 4:30.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.